Turundusdoktor aitab.
It's the case study that sounds like that. I work as a marketing specialist in a specialized retail chain and started to analyze my customer base for the first time. My boss asked to do the analysis in order to find out how to make our customers to buy more. Where should I start and what should I analyze? Any suggestions?
Kari, you are a specialist of excellent analyze. Tell us.
Well, I think it would be important to first to understand, okay, what the customers are really buying. What is the kind of existing buying behavior? That could be a good starting point. And then, of course, to understand what the competitors are doing. And then I would go into doing a customer study, kind of a deep, thorough study to really understand what the customers are expecting, how they are buying, and so on.
How would you study that? Based on the database, you will follow them in the real life?
What I would do is to both. I would do quantitative and qualitative analysis. So could get a bigger amount of information for a lot of customers, but also to do some qualitative analysis to really get the not just the numbers, but also the touch and feel of the expectations of the customers. But of course, the data, analyzing the existing buying behavior, it's important. It's because that's also the kind of a moment, zero moments for us to see how are we proceeding in our improvements in the future.
Raul, what are your suggestions?
Extremely difficult to say anything concerning this subject because I don't know what this retail shop is selling and what kind of clients they have. But it seems to me that sometimes we can say many different things through this database, what people have bought, how often they have bought, and anything. But sometimes this database doesn't give us actually what this Kari also told, that this doesn't give us the total picture. You have to open your eyes. You have to communicate with people. Simple. We had a song in Estonia in the Soviet time that says that I often go to buy a cheese to the shop where I see you. And the only reason when I go to shopping cheese is because I'm waiting to see if there are you. It sometimes happens that we can see all those figures, but we still don't know anything. So please open your eyes, ask people, communicate, try to build some kind of conversation model with them. So if they are open, you will see. For example, that I've done a small businesses, and I would say that very often it happens that people are not buying the things you think they are buying. So and if you just see the figures, you will never find it out. So yourself.
What. As I understand that, it's for the first time someone is doing that, so it's a bit challenge in front of the marketing specialist. What I would suggest, or what I usually do when I get a new database, then I try to just cross-check. I usually use just, if I can fit it into Excel, then I use Excel and different pivots. And I try to kind of cross-check different variables and just try to see, are there any correlations between different things? So this will give me kind of the first picture of each and every, say, who is buying more, when they buy more, what do they buy, how often do they buy, and so on, all these things. But then I usually need to come to that. This is kind of the very kind of the basic things. And then I usually come and try to understand that what's behind there, or how do the people think and why do they think like they do? Because here, as I understand, the problem is that, or the challenge is that you have to find the ways how to make the customers buy more. Now, I don't understand, do you want them to buy more at every time, more items? Or to spend more money or buy more often. So these might be all different things what you should look for. But what I also would suggest to try to have some kind of hypothesis to test that, okay, how do my first-time customers behave? Are they returning? Or how many times are they returning before they leave? Or are they staying? So this is one of the things I would look like. Then I would see also that how do these customers who buy very often, what is their behavior? Is there any route? What they do? Is there a special time of the year or a special time of the day why they buy? And try to understand what might be behind. And also try to test different hypotheses that if you have data, are the parents of children buying something different compared to the single parents, or are the younger people buying something different compared to the elderly ones? So these are the very basic things you can really try to find out yourself also to start with. The more difficult one is trying to understand how to influence the behavior. Even if you don't understand, even when you do understand, then you might still face the problem that, okay, what should we do? We have the customers, they come just once, then they don't return. What should they do? And of course, I understand that the first thing you would like to do would be that, okay, let's give them a discount when they return. But the problem might be that the discount will do the only thing that those people who would return anyway will get the discount, so you lose your margin. And those people who wouldn't return, they are not even coming back for the discount. So there are the things that is challenging.
I think that's relevant. I mean, it's interesting if we think about who are the promoters who want to they are really kind of loyal to us and talk about us and buy from us continuously. They might even get angry if we kind of try to offer and just discount for them. They think that, hey, they are promoting us because of the product or service is good.
Yeah.
They don't promote us because of the price. So it's really important to really kind of understand the logic of a promoter and of course the detractor also.
Yeah, so if there is any data that you can see that who could be the promoters, it might be also worthwhile to find out how do they behave, and maybe it's easier to influence the promoters to promote you more, not based on discount, but maybe really exceptional things you do for them, exceptional products or solutions or services. And not to try to fight with those hundreds of thousands. I don't really know how many customers you have. Maybe the customers who just don't care.
It's actually simple in some places to influence. I always bring this example, and I bought it here also, that I love to wear different glasses, and I'm always if I go to see where glasses are sold, I always ask, do you have anything new? Then I see all the free things they have, and then they say, in next 2 or 3 weeks there are new collections are coming from this and this brand. And you know, I'm serious with you, never ever any of those shopkeepers have asked me, can I call you? Can I give you a message when they arrive so you can come to see them? Never. So yeah. I keep in my mind 2 or 3 weeks, or was it 3 and 4 weeks, and then was it? And then after 2 months I go there and they say, oh, sorry, it's through. So yeah. It's simple. Ask me and give me information.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's what we do is too much focus on getting new customers, focus on getting new customers and running after the new customers, making marketing campaigns for new customers, and we forget our existing customers.
That's true.
That's the case.
Thank you a lot. It was a very interesting discussion. Listen to our next radio show in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies. We'll love to solve them and come up with the new ideas. Thank you.